Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people listening in here live, it's Wednesday evening. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it would be then 8 o'clock Pacific Time. And we do this radio show live every Wednesday lately with a gentleman. His name is Ray Gebauer. Gebauer is worth learning how to spell, G-E-B-A-U-E-R, because if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. We always have first-time listeners, so I just want to share a little bit about what I remember about Ray several years ago. When we were just kind of getting started on the internet in our lead generation business, I met a gentleman through a conference call, I believe, one of Kim Claver's. Kim is a great friend of ours, and everybody's kind of new with the internet and telephone calls and all that sort of stuff way back when. And Ray Gebauer was leading a large group of people with a company that was dealing with health and nutrition. And I just recognized him as just being a really good guy with a major influence on a lot of people. And I realized that we can help a lot of them if they work together with us with leads. So we worked a little bit together, and I was exposed to the product and the company, and mostly, though, with him. And then I had a friend, his name is Ryan, who was asking me to do some speaking, flew me over to Seattle or somewhere around there, and I found myself on a Saturday night, I think it was, available and saying, you know, here I am, I'm in a town, I don't know where I am, but I think, who do I know that lives around this area? And I remember Ray Gebauer. So I called up Ray, and he was busy on a Friday night. He says, well, I'm not doing anything tomorrow, let's go to church. So I said, that would be a really interesting idea. So I get a chance to go to church with Ray Gebauer, which is a really great experience. And just overwhelmingly just found him to be a really nice gentleman, hard worker, super knowledgeable. And then we kind of went in different directions because that's sometimes how life goes. So we were doing something over here, he was doing something over there, and then I ran across a platform called Facebook and Messenger. And he popped up on my Messenger. I don't know how these things work because I'm still not really into Facebook or Messenger. But I saw his name, and I was like, wow, that's really kind of cool. I know there's only one Ray Gebauer. So I kind of reached out to him, and I said, you know, what's going on and what are you working on? And I invited him to be a guest host on one of our Building Fortunes radio shows because, and I'll say this sincerely, we built Building Fortunes Radio to be a platform to help people enhance their lives, add value to a lot of things, and, you know, provide people with the platform and the community to help as many people as we possibly can. And Ray Gebauer has exactly a similar mission of helping as many people as he possibly can. And he's really into it. So if you're looking to live longer and a healthier life and make more money along the way and help a whole bunch of people, and if you like working with people that are philosophical and spiritual and hardworking and, you know, coaching and mentoring and all those types of things, you have found a home with Ray Gebauer. And we'll do everything we possibly can to help support him. That's why we're doing another radio show. So having said that, Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here. Oh, shoot. I got to turn on Ray. Hold on. I was there. He showed up just on time. I pushed a button. The button didn't take, and I looked away. So, Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm glad you found the right button. You got to push the right button sometimes.
That's right. That's it. Something like that.
So, anyway, yeah, thanks for the introduction, and I appreciate you and what you're doing to make a difference, and make the world a better place. And hopefully everybody listening to this, that's your philosophy too, that you're here for a purpose, and the purpose is to make a difference, a positive difference, make the world a better place. And tonight I'm going to talk about a topic that could make the world a better place for you personally in a big way. It might even save your life or you know, add years to your life and maybe life to your years. And the title of this topic, which I actually cover in a couple of my books, I've written 8 books on health. The topic is the single cause and the single cure for every disease. Now, I know initially that sounds way oversimplified. Like, how could I say there's a single cause for every disease and really ultimately a single cause for every death? And even more so, sounds extreme perhaps to this idea that there's a single cure for everything. Now, you got to be careful how you use the word cure. But anyway, that's what I'm going to talk about. And you got to start off a little skeptical, but I think as I go along, it'll make sense. I think you'll agree, because everyone I've explained this to says, yeah, you know what, you're right. But I don't care so much about being right. I care about making a difference. And so I believe this will be really helpful. So when I'm speaking in front of audiences, you know, I'll ask them this question. What do you think are, you know, the major causes of disease? And, of course, I get all sorts of answers. And if I ask you personally, I'm sitting across from you, say, hey, Jim, Joe, Peter, what do you think is the major cause of diseases? You know, you could have a few answers. But if I say, what do you think is the single cause of all diseases? Some people might say, well, it's not enough antioxidants or too much inflammation or whatever. So here's my opinion, and I think I can prove this. I think it's just as valid as 2 times 2 is 4. So the simple answer of what the cause of all health challenges are, whether it's, you know, headaches or feeling tired or cancer or diabetes or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or heart attack, it comes down, well, I describe it in 2 words. It's stress overload. Now notice it's 2 words. Stress doesn't hurt anybody. Stress is actually good for us. We can't survive without a certain amount of stress. That's what keeps us healthy in some respects. If you want to get bigger muscles, you got to stress them. You got to exercise. You got to lift heavier weights. So the problem is never really stress like we think it is. It's too much stress to the point where you're overloaded. Now, a lot of you think psychological stress when I say stress, but I'm going to make some important distinctions here because there's really, I see, 5 different kinds of stress. Psychological stress is just one of the 5, and for some people, that's the major source of stress overload, and for some people, it's like not even on the radar. So let me go through my list. Oh, and so by the way, the single cure for every disease is to reduce your stress overload to the point, you know, from all 5 sources so that your system isn't overloaded and you can, you know, keep on living and being healthy. Because your health breaks down only when the stress reaches a breaking point. So let's say on a scale from 0 to 10, and 10 is a breaking point where things start falling apart. If your stress level is at a 5 or 6 or 7, you know, you're probably fine. But if another source of stress is added to that and you get over 10 on this scale I just said, then you're stress overload, and then it's inevitable that the breakdown starts happening. So one form of stress is physical stress. Like if you fall down the stairs or you're in a car accident, you break a bone, you know, you get beat up, you know, that's physical stress. And, you know, if it's overwhelming enough, it can kill you. Like if you trip and fall on the floor, you're probably not going to die because that's not stress overload. But if you fall off a 20-story building, you know, it isn't the fall that hurts you, it's the sudden stop. That's stress overload. And so that's so much stress that could actually kill you instantly. So any kind of physical stress, it could be, you know, your vertebrae being out of alignment. So that's physical stress. So anyway, that's one source of stress. A second source of stress that we all these days cannot escape at all, we can somewhat minimize it, is electromagnetic stress, like from cell phones, cell phone towers, you know, our electronic devices, the microwaves, getting x-rays, flying on airplanes because you're closer to the sun, you have less atmosphere, and so you get more radiation. So all that adds up, and that's stressful on the body. Now, is that enough stress that's going to hurt you that much? Well, it depends on the total sum of all five stresses. So, but you want to minimize or reduce the source of these five stresses as much as possible, because that's the only way to escape the lethal diseases and early demise. You know, there's a verse in the Bible I like to quote to people. It's the reference, interestingly, is 9:11. It's Ecclesiastes 9:11 by King Solomon. About 3,000 years ago, he says, "Don't be a fool. Why should you die before your time?" And 90% of people in this country die before their time because of stress overload. So we have physical stress. We got electromagnetic stress. And then here's a real big one that's impossible to fully escape, which is chemical stress. You can make a case that the main cause of cancer and most diseases is overload of chemicals. 80% of the people have way too much lead and mercury, let alone, you know, cadmium and arsenic and all the other chemicals, you know, pesticides in our food and water. And that interferes with normal functioning in the body. And so that is a huge contributing factor to the total stress overload. So if you get cancer, you know, it might have been 80% caused by the stress overload from chemicals. So that's the third one: physical stress, electromagnetic stress, chemical stress. I already mentioned the fourth one, which is the one you most commonly think of, which is emotional stress or psychological stress. And that could be anxiety, it could be depression, it could be too much anger. Like if you're irritated and frustrated, and angry a lot, or depressed a lot. So that could be a huge, huge factor. In fact, I remember how shocked I felt one day. I still remember exactly where I was. And I was talking to this doctor that used an electronic device to heal people of cancer. And he told me he had 13 patients that he totally got rid of their cancer. But to his dismay, all 13 of them went on and committed suicide. And he realized that just because you got rid of the effect of stress overload, if you don't deal with the root problem, you know, there's going to be another kind of breakdown. You know, that's sort of dramatic. But, you know, so the psychological, in fact, I just got a book about a month ago on the psychology behind cancer. Like, some people feel that's the number one factor in cancer, you know, psychological stress, or at least stress overload. So there was an interesting study done recently that's going to become really relevant to you in a few seconds here that was quite shocking. We know that too much stress can be harmful for your health, but they didn't know how damaging one kind of stress was versus another. I'm talking about psychological stress right now. And so they looked at different kinds of emotional stress, you know, like marital stress, you know, stress on the job. Those were two of them that they particularly looked at. And they found that there's another kind of stress that was by far the most damaging. In fact, people had this level of psychological stress, you know, severe stress in this particular category, had a risk of a heart attack that was 13 times more than someone who didn't have a high level of this kind of stress. And you know what that stress was? It was the stress from not having enough money. Now, the stress from a bad work situation, job-related, increased your risk of a heart attack by 5 times. You know, that's pretty bad, 500% more risk of a heart attack. But the stress from not having enough money was 13 times. That's 1,300% greater chance of you having a heart attack if you have severe stress from not making enough money. So I tell people the business I'm in, you know, they could save your life or extend your life, not only because of what it does biochemically, you know, the superfood, this lethal weapon food, as Danny Glover calls it, but also because it can reduce your financial stress. So that's really relevant. In fact, you know, the business that I'm in, I'm going to invite you to consider joining me. It really, at some level, addresses all five kinds of stresses. So the fifth kind of stress, so we have physical stress, electromagnetic stress, chemical stress, psychological stress, and we all have, you know, at least three out of those four. But the fourth one is a big one too. And this is any kind of stress that's caused by a deficiency, not getting enough of something that you critically need. Like, for example, if you don't get enough sleep, you know, 7-8 hours of sleep, that's really stressful, and you're much more likely to die, particularly of cancer and heart disease. If you don't get enough sunshine or vitamin D, you know, that's a huge biochemical stress because you have a deficiency. If you don't get enough exercise, if you don't get enough water, if you don't get enough oxygen, or if you don't get enough, say, glycogenutrients or enough protein, if you don't get enough vitamin C, if you get no vitamin C, you'll get weak and you die 100% of the time. If you don't get enough salt, you know, you'll get weak and you'll die 100% of the time. Now, if you can get too much of any of those things, you can get too much water, too much oxygen, but if you don't have enough, that's stressful on the body, and at some point that stress accumulates, especially from all five sources, and that cumulative overload is what causes the inevitable breakdown. And that's why we live in a society where, this is so shocking every time I say this, where 80% of the population are already diabetic. Now, that's counting the pre-diabetics, but they're actually diabetic. And 70% of the people already have heart disease. One study found if you're only 5% overweight, which most everybody is, then you already have the beginning stage of heart disease. It alters the, you know, the thickness of the wall in the heart and the functionality of your heart, and you're on a slippery slope. Half the people get cancer. So why are all these people, 90% of people, getting these diseases and dying of diseases? Because of stress overload. Now, some of that is, you know, like I said, you know, electromagnetic stress contributes to that, cell phones, the chemicals in the air and the food and the water and from lots of other sources. Psychological stress is a huge one, and deficiency-based stress. So that's particularly where the company that I work with comes in, and we provide this superfood, the secret food that Danny Glover calls the real lethal weapon. In fact, he even said it on TV. And now Dr. Oz is talking about it to millions of people, about this specific secret food that even if you're totally happy making lots of money in whatever you're doing, I'm telling you, if you value your health, because the true wealth is health, you need to at least be a customer and use this food, whether you join me or not in the business. Of course, I'm looking for partners, you know, people to run with me so we can help save the world, save at least more people, you know, through this product. And of course, you can also reduce your financial stress, which is really, you know, psychological stress, and it helps the body deal with chemicals and detoxify itself, and helps offset the damage from electromagnetic stress, helps the body repair itself, whether it's from a physical injury or radiation, helps repair DNA. So let me just pause for a second here and just give you a phone number. A three-minute message that I made that just give you an overview of this. The number is 559-670-1882. 559-670-1882. Just over 3 minutes. And so listen to that. Give you an introduction to this. But so just to wrap up this basic thought here, and then I guess we'll take a break. The single cause of all diseases is the cumulative effect of stress overload from those five kinds of stresses, including the fifth one that I particularly deal with. As I'm an unlicensed holistic health doctor and author of 8 books, so I'm really tuned in to health and all the things that you can do, you know, that so the deficiency-based stress. Okay, so Peter, do you want to take a commercial break, or should I just...
There we go. Yep, nope, we're going to do a little commercial break. We'll be right back with Rega Bauer. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Rega Bauer, and Ray has given us a great education on stress and things along that line. Ray, I just want to add something in that I heard. I don't know if there's any scientific facts behind this, but anytime somebody's through a major stressful situation, many times the body manifests some kind of a challenge many months later. It doesn't happen always right away. One of my most famous examples is with Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was fired by his own company that he founded, Apple.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A few months later, he was diagnosed with cancer. And Steve Jobs always lived a very healthy lifestyle as far as what he ate, what he did, meditated, lived almost like a Buddhist lifestyle, if you will. But because of the stress associated with being fired by your own company, several months later, it manifested somewhere else in his body, and that ultimately led to his demise, where he died way too early. So for anybody in a regular life, you mentioned it before, work, you know, EMFs, chemicals, all of those types of things, but pay particular attention to when there's a stressful situation, like a death in the family or the loss of a job or anything else like that that anybody would label as a traumatic experience. Watch out, because the time clock starts when that happens, and if you're not taking care of yourself, for instance, through the products that you have, Ray, it might manifest itself in your body several months later.
Yeah.
So I'll let you comment on anything that I just said.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I appreciate you bringing that up. Actually, I never really made that connection like you did about his getting cancer shortly after he got fired by his own company. And I think you're probably right. That's probably the major element of stress that pushed him over the top in terms of stress overload. There's another way that this kind of business, whether it's working with me or any network marketing company, can help reduce stress overload psychologically. And I cover this extensively in one of my other books, How to Cure and Prevent Any Disease, where I talk about the five major factors and strategies. And so I'm going to talk about two of them right now, because this is not only a psychological stress, but it's also covered under the fifth one I talked about, the deficiency-based stress. So when you're deficient of something, then that's very stressful. Like an angry person, who someone's angry, irritable all the time, well, what are they deficient in? They're deficient in happiness. That needs to be our default setting, to be happy. And so there's times to be mad and times to be glad and times to be sad, but you don't want to get stuck in any of those things. But here's two other types of stress in the psychological arena that our business really helps serve and helps you in a very positive way. And it's the It's the first strategy I cover in my book, How to Cure and Prevent Any Disease. And that's living your life on purpose. The studies have found over and over, and this may be the number one indicator of longevity and dodging the bullets of heart disease and cancer. The number one factor is living your life for a clear, meaningful purpose. That has a great effect in a positive way. So if you're not living your life on purpose, then that's stressful because you're supposed to be living your life on a purpose. I just saw an article the other day from England. They found that people who live aimlessly without any clear direction or purpose, it was like a 50% chance, higher chance of dying within some time frame. I don't remember. But clearly, it was a huge stress factor. Now, the other one that is even more interesting is social connectivity. And this is where our industry really shines, because that's what we do. We connect with people, socially. And many of the studies that I've read, I've concluded they're probably right, is that that's probably the number one factor in longevity and reducing your risk of all these terrible diseases is how well socially connected you are. In fact, one study found the more you talk with people, even casual conversation counts. The healthier you are, because that helps your immune system. And on the other side, if you're not talking to people, and face-to-face talking is really the most healthy type of talking psychologically, but if you're not talking to people, you're not socially connected, if you're a loner, that's stressful because you're missing something that God intended us to have, which is social connectivity. And so that's another huge benefit we have in network marketing is by design, we put attention on getting more connected with people because, people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. And then they can't know, like, and trust you unless they're connected. So you got to be connected before you can get them in the business, help them with the product. And so your income depends on your ability to connect and ultimately to serve people. But also it affects your psychological stress. Because if you're not doing much of that, that's a deficiency. Plus, it's basically a disabling factor in being effective in your business. Similar to the other factor, like just not making enough money, increases your risk of heart attack by 13 times. So if you want to work with someone where you can make more money faster and someone who can help you and to lessen your risk of a heart attack, call me up. And if you want to learn a little more about what I do, first go to my website, secretfoodfix.com. Secretfoodfix, F-I-X, Dr. Oz's book, Food Can Fix It, like fixing a flat tire. Secretfoodfix.com. Go do my little 5-question survey, watch the 8-minute video, and then my phone number's on there. You call me, or I'll give it to you right now. 714-488-9074. And we can, talk about possibilities and see if we might be a good fit. But everything I do to create value. I want to help people and reduce their stress overload in those 5 areas, because the stress overload is what kills us before our time and what sets us up to be sitting ducks for cancer and heart disease and diabetes and Alzheimer's and strokes and all that kind of stuff. And so what's at stake here isn't just your income, but really your life. You've got to be living your life on purpose and connected with people and helping people and taking the right kind of foods, not just what we provide, this unique food that no other company in the world has, actually, as a certified food of what this actually is. But anyway, if you're open to possibilities, call me. If you're fine where you are, I still hope this, what you've just heard, has been helpful for you in multiple ways, because we do live a multi-level life, whether we're in that business or not. So thank you, Peter, and God bless you all.
Absolutely. Yep, great information. Now you know why we have Rega Bauer on Building Fortunes Radio. So if you want to hear previous radio shows, make sure you check them out, buildingfortunesradio.com /Ray Gebauer, and we're going to catch you next Wednesday. Thanks, Ray. Thanks for being here. Great information. Bye for now, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.